As a member for Foyle, regional balance is of the utmost importance to me, to my constituents and the businesses and entities in the area that I represent. I thank and congratulate you, Sinead, today for the genuine effort and really hard work that you've put in to the bill thus far, and I will be clear from the outset that I support the principles at the heart of the second stage. Every part of Northern Ireland should have access to opportunity, not least our lovely North West, the area that I am so proud to live in, that I am so proud to bring my young children up in and to represent. I believe it goes without saying that every community should of course have access to good jobs, proper infrastructure, skills and training, quality public services, housing and investment. As someone who represents Foyle and of course the wider North West, I know only too well that regional balance matters very much. I am not naive to the fact that many people in the North West will tell how they have heard promises about unlocking the potential of the region before. They have heard about strategies, plans and investment programmes. They have heard about the importance of the North West to our overall economy, and we know that to be true. The people of the North West want to see those promises come into fruition. Through departmental development, we have of late seen not only the potential but tangible results that can be unlocked when the North West is given fair opportunities and the investment it deserves. Whilst it is not unreasonable at all for people to ask when will they see the results on the ground, I say today we are already starting to see fantastic development. The investment from the Executive Office at Edmonton Square has allowed for restaurants, a hotel, technological businesses, hairdresser, bakery, many office spaces and space for enterprises. Our Communities Minister, Gordon Lyons, MLA, has ensured regeneration of the Austin's building and the old Danske Bank building, and housing has been prioritised alongside important heritage sites. The groundwork is there. The test of when will we see results on the ground is the very thing I, and I'm sure all of us, want to see this bill meet. The question before us today should not simply be whether we can produce another strategy. We know that Northern Ireland and the North West has strategies. The question is whether this proposed legislation will actually change our decisions, will direct investment where we need it, will improve outcomes and give our community confidence that government understands the particular challenges that they are facing. I therefore welcome the bill's intent to put regional balance more firmly into the decision-making process of the executive. Clause 1 in particular proposes a strategic framework setting out outcomes, departmental responsibilities, targets and mechanisms for delivery. This could be useful, but only if it is connected directly to the things that actually determine whether a region succeeds. We need to see this connect with the executive budget, the investment strategy, the programme for government and departmental delivery plans. Otherwise, there may be danger that we would just create another document, another reporting process or another review mechanism. I don't want to be 5 years from now looking around at people conversing about how very little has changed. We don't have a shortage of strategies in Northern Ireland. We have a shortage of delivery. We all have our part to play to address regional inequality. Today, I welcome the open conversing on stage 2 and feel that this must be the starting point for our scrutiny of this bill. Mr. Deputy Speaker, I want to turn specifically to Foyle and the North West. There is enormous economic potential in our region. We have businesses, entrepreneurs, universities, colleges, a highly skilled workforce, a major port, an airport, a strategic border location, and communities with a strong tradition of working hard, of enterprise, and of innovation. But potential is not enough. Potential has to be connected with infrastructure. It has to be connected to transport. It has to be connected to skills. It has to be connected to investment. And it has to be connected to the ability of people to access employment without having to feel that they are forced to leave their community or their region. That means our executive must look seriously at the infrastructure deficit experienced by the North West. It means recognising the importance of strategic transport connections. It means recognising the importance of our port and our airport. It means ensuring that our universities, our further education sector and skills system, and all other systems are properly aligned with the needs of our regional economy. And it means ensuring that public investment does not simply follow existing concentrations of economic activity. There is a legitimate argument that investment should help create growth in places where growth has historically been weaker. I also would like to make an important point today. Regional balance should not become an east versus west argument. That would be a mistake. There is deprivation in rural communities, but there's also deprivation in our cities. We should not have a competition between communities over who is most deprived. We should strive to make life better for all. The purpose of regional balance should be to identify need and respond to it wherever that need exists. And it does exist in Foyle, and it does exist in the North West. The statistics demonstrate why that matters. Let us remember, these are not simply economic statistics. Behind every figure is a person, a family, and a community. So when we talk about regional balance, we should be talking about improving people's lives. There is therefore a legitimate place for comparative economic information, and Mr. Speaker, I have questions about where responsibility should ultimately sit. The Department for the Economy has an obvious role, but regional balance is not solely an economic issue. It's about roads and transport, it's about housing, it is about health, it's of course about education and planning and skills, it's about public services, it's about investment. That means this simply cannot be a Department for the Economy initiative. There must be genuine collective ownership across the executive. If every department is required under Clause 2 to have due regard to the framework, then there must also be meaningful accountability when departments fail to deliver against it. A duty without consequence can become little more than an aspiration.